Welcome to The Update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. Rallies calling for government action on violence against women will take place around the country over this weekend. The No More rallies will be held in all capital cities. Organiser and anti-violence advocate Sarah Williams says violence against women is a national emergency.
We don't want to be hearing more roundtables, more plans and documents. We want something committed as soon as possible. We can't keep waiting. We had two women, unfortunately, lose their lives just this week. The more we wait, the more these crimes will happen.
New figures show support for immigration is falling, with more Australians blaming the migrant intake for the growing housing crisis. The Redbridge poll found 70% of those surveyed say the country's migration policy is making it harder for young home buyers to break into the housing market. Shadow Immigration Minister Dan Tehan says the government needs to dramatically reduce the rate of immigration.
We have a housing crisis, a rental crisis, congestions in our capital cities, and people do not want Anthony Albanese's big Australia.
Joe Biden has opened up about his mental health struggles, saying he once considered taking his own life. In a candid radio interview, the US president says he considered suicide after the death of his first wife and their baby daughter in a car crash in the 70s.
I actually thought about, you know, you don't have to be crazy to commit suicide. If you've been to the top of the mountain, you think it's never going to be there again, and just a brief moment, I thought maybe I'd just go to the Della Memorial Bridge and jump.
The number for Lifeline, 13 11 14. And King Charles is set to return to public duties next week, Buckingham Palace issuing a statement reporting encouraging progress in his cancer treatment. The King will begin next Tuesday with a trip to a cancer treatment centre in his first engagement. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and the Saints went down to Port by 10 points at Adelaide Oval, but the win coming at a cost to the home side, with captain Connor Rosie suffering a hamstring injury and forward Sam Powell Pepper a jarred knee. Saints coach Ross Lyon says the win was a testament to Port coach Ken Hinckley.
They've got a lot of tools and they've worked hard, and Kenny's built it over time. Who have a lot of respect for over time. A lot of finals appearances have been regenerated. Well, he's coping with a lot of pressure, probably from you guys. So he's tried to win and rebuild, and he's done that. You know, and ultimately, I suppose that's what we're trying to do.
An impressive second half saw Manly run away with a win over Parramatta. New recruit Nathan Brown impressed to help his side to the 32-18 point victory. Jake Trbojevic praising his teammates' performance.
He's been outstanding for us. Really, really great player. He's really experienced. He's brought a lot to us. Comes off the bench and really ups the game, ups the tempo. You know, that's probably half the reason we went well the second half. You know, our bench has come on and really lifted the tempo, which was great. And just happy to get the win.
To entertainment, and Kim Kardashian appears to have added more fuel to the fire in her long-running feud with Taylor Swift, the reality star posting an old selfie with Taylor's former bestie, Karlie Kloss. It comes after the release of a track seemingly dissing Kim on latest album, The Tortured Poets Department. And actor Emma Stone says she wants to be known by her real name. Stone, who's actually called Emily, changed her stage name when another actor with the same name was already registered with the Screen Actors Guild back when the Oscar winner was starting out. In a new interview, she says she'd like to go back to being called Emily. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.